here at the World Pork Expo. I'm speaking with Cindy Cunningham, a long-time friend of mine, and I'm happy to be here with her at the Novus International Hospitality Tent. Of course, this is my first time here at World Pork Expo. Cindy's been here for many years. Cindy is with the National Pork Board and the Pork Checkoff. Cindy, what is the relationship at this point? What does the National Pork Board and the Pork Checkoff do here at World Pork Expo?
Well, at World Pork Expo, the Pork Checkoff is actually the largest exhibitor at World Pork Expo. And the reason that we're here is to help our producers understand how their checkoff investment is being put to use on their behalf so that they can also take advantage of the program. So we're here talking about research, promotion, education, all those things that are funded with producer dollars.
Mm-hmm. And you had a press conference, I know, today where you talked about some of the research you're doing. When I didn't get to see all of it, but I did walk in when you were talking about some tips that you're providing that I guess you got from different producers all over the country, just little things that people could do on their operations to save a little money in this economic time that we're going through, especially in this industry. It's real important. Tell me a little bit about that project.
Well, the pork industry and the Pork Checkoff works on behalf of producers all the time, trying to find new ways of doing things, new research, new technology, looking at the big picture. Right now, our producers are in a very challenging situation, a profitability challenge, and what we're trying to do is look at what some of those other techniques might be that producers don't often think of. Sometimes it's the small things that we can do during a time like this where we're in a downtrend that can really save a lot of money. So what we were talking about was our profitability tools and enhancements that we have out there. They're available on the Pork Checkoff website, a whole list of tools that you can download, ideas, things that you might want to try on your operation, everything from looking at the micro size of the feed that you're feeding to looking at the water flow through your system, ventilation, all those things that can actually save you money, as well as working with the Chicago Mercantile Exchange on some educational opportunities specific to marketing, looking at those different ways we might want to consider marketing and purchasing inputs, because right now it's not as much the price of selling a market hog that is the challenge as it is the cost of the input to get that hog to market.
Right. When I spoke with Dr. Glenn Grimes this morning, he was saying that, you know, the key here is to minimize losses. And one of the things he said is it's the first time in his very long experience that working with the futures market is a way that producers are going to be able to help minimize their losses a little bit. Are you hearing that also?
Well, actually, minimizing losses is what we're trying to look at in everything that we do right now, whether it's working with the futures market, whether it's looking at specific production techniques on your operation, whether it's taking some research that you were debating whether you wanted to put into practice in your operation or not, or how the inputs may be changing, your feed and your ration may be changing at this period right now compared to a more traditional ration when prices of corn and other inputs aren't at the high prices that they are right now.
And of course, really, the Pork Checkoff has been a success story as far as the industry is concerned, because were it not for the Pork Checkoff, we wouldn't be in as good a shape as we are right now, because we're seeing decent prices. It's just that the input costs have gone up and exports have increased tremendously. That's a real success story that really traces right back to the Pork Checkoff.
Exports are really the shining success story. This is the 16th consecutive year of record exports. 16 years ago, in fact, we were a net importer of pork in the U.S. Now we're the second leading exporter in the whole world. So if you go out on the world market, chances are one out of every four pork chops that you buy on the world market comes right here from the U.S. It's a tremendous opportunity for us to add money to our bottom line. It's a huge market. We try to make sure domestically that we're continuing to increase demand, but we also want to make sure that we are the dominant player in the world market. And our producers have done such a great job of meeting those demands throughout the world and keeping those trading partners aware of U.S. pork and what a great opportunity it is.
Well, domestically, let's talk a little bit about the promotion programs that Pork Board is doing at this point. What are we doing? What's new in the don't be blah arena?
Well, we've got a couple things going on that are just new and exciting and don't be blah, and really that's the focus. Pork the other white meat, don't be blah. What we're trying to do is help cooks understand that there's no need to just be boring and cook the same old dinner. Why not have a pork chop and why not do something fun with it? So to do that, we have a new opportunity. It's called Pork on the Move, and it is actually a mobile tour, and we're going to 23 sites throughout the U.S., big festivals, places where there are a lot of people gathered, and we open up a big trailer, and we grill pork for them, and we let them sample pork and help them understand how to cook it, and it has just been such a success story. Our producers come and work these trailers, so they actually get to meet the consumers, and it has just been a great opportunity for us, and we've got a new spokesperson, Guy Fieri, and if you have not had a chance to watch him on the Food Network, let me tell you, he is far from blah. He is so much fun, and he believes in pork, and he's just been a great spokesperson for the industry.
Well, you have one of the mobile units parked here on the grounds, right?
We do. We've got the smaller of the two mobile units. We have two mobile units. The one is in Chicago this weekend at the Blues Festival, the big one. And then here at World Pork Expo, we've got the smaller of those units. And it's a trailer. You've probably seen trailers like this. They have all the signage on the side that talks about pork and the nutritional value and how fun it is. When you open it up, we've got some grills that we take out. We have a little tent that we pop up. We have recipes, handouts, everything from how to prepare pork to a great recipe. And what really brings the people in are those samples of pork. You give away free food and people tend to listen.
Now, what is the Pork Checkoff doing as far as working in the food service area and with restaurants and chefs?
Domestic demand is so important to us. We talked about our export market, but we need to make sure that our market at home continues to grow as well. So on the side of retail as well as food service, we have promotions that are going continuously with so many different partners out there. On food service, some of our partners right now are Cracker Barrel, Panera Sandwiches, TGI Fridays. We have so many different partners out there. And our goal on the food service side is to get more pork on more menus. And we really have been able to do that and move more incremental tonnage of pork that way.
Well, now what kind of feedback are you getting from producers here at World Pork Expo this year regarding the Pork Checkoff programs? Is it still having as much support as ever?
You know, one of the things that I think is really interesting is that pork producers are in a very challenging time right now with profits and their profit loss margin. But I think producers always have that resilience to fight back and to try new things. And the attitude here at World Pork Expo has just been so positive. Producers are in the trade show. They're looking at new equipment. They're making purchases of equipment, even though it's a downturn for their market right now. And the Pork Checkoff, they're learning more about it and I think very supportive of the Pork Checkoff, which does, you know, research, promotion, and education with producer dollars.
Very good. Thank you very much. That's Cindy Cunningham with the Pork Checkoff here at World Pork Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.